Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Kenny's Corner, and we're talking about being every woman. We're talking about all things beautiful. We're talking about beauty coming in all shapes, sizes, fonts, colors, anything that you can imagine. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We're here on Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk all day. I am your host with the absolute most, Kendini Campbell-Moss, and I'm joined today by the beautiful Shelley. Shelley, let me call your whole name, Rochelle. How are you?
I am doing absolutely well. Thank
you. You are looking very, very beautiful,
Thank you.
I must say that. Now, Shelley, you brought somebody else beautiful along with you.
Absolutely.
Now, ma'am, introduce yourself, please.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. I'm Randika Folks Cartwright, and it's a pleasure to be here with you all today.
Wonderful. Now, Shelley. Mm-hmm. You are the pageant lady of all pageant ladies. You know all things pageantry. Shelley, you have on all of your glitter today. Shelley, you
This whole thing?
Shelley, you look good.
Thank you.
Shelley, when we think about pageants, right, we think about self-esteem and we think about taking young ladies to another level. We talk about the fact that they are coming in at a specific time and structure in their lives. When you say that you are the pageant holder or the pageant or the franchisee holder, mm-hmm. what does that mean in English for us? At what stage do young ladies, young women come to you? Why are you even involved in this? What made you say I'm going to get involved in this?
Well, let me give you a little bit of history first. So my journey in pageantry is not one that started yesterday or last week. I've been involved in pageantry. Lord, I'm going to age myself here. For more than 30 years, I've been in this area.
Shelley, you only look 25, honey.
Say it again. You know, I participated in my first pageant in 1986. That was the Miss Commonwealth Bahamas pageant, and I was the fourth runner-up.
Excellent.
And I got the bug from that point. And I went on and competed in a few more pageants since that time. I like to say that I think I've probably walked on every stage and runway in New Providence and a few in Grand Bahama throughout my time in pageantry. Mm-hmm. And I've been on every area of pageantry. I've been a contestant. I've been a title holder. Okay. I've been a franchise holder. I have been an organizer. I've been a part of a judging panel. I've been on the committees, different things of that sort, to the point where in another career field, I actually was one of the judges in 2009 when the Miss Universe pageant was here. I judged the competition along with a few other notable Bahamian people who are part of that panel, and it was an experience like no other.
Okay.
And so when I tell you I've done everything there is in pageantry,
yes.
So be it. I've coached. I don't do the losing thing well. I coach winners. I'm sorry. That's
right.
If we're not here to compete, we're here to be the contestant to beat.
Okay.
That's the mantra from the beginning.
Okay.
And a lot of times the ladies come and they're a little bit reserved sometimes. And sometimes they have no confidence. They're not certain of how to speak or how to stand or what is good etiquette, how to behave around a certain set of people or in circumstances. And so my mission is to bring out the whole woman, to let you know that, listen, I know I like to say I like to win, but at the end of the day, if you leave out of the organization or the competition or whatever it is that you're doing with a little bit more confidence than you came in with, then my job would have been complete.
Now, Shelley, do you think that you're going to branch out into perhaps edifying us with etiquette classes? Because, you know, some of us with young girls, you have so many things that are going on. I read something recently in it, and it spoke about us having so much on our plate that we never get an opportunity to really relish in the fact of having children or being a mother. Do you think that you will ever segue into etiquette classes, or do you think that you will ever segue into forming the young ladies? Because we may be so focused on making sure that the studies are done. Are we teaching them how to eat properly with a knife and a fork? Are we teaching them how they should stand? Are we teaching them the right way to genuflect when they get into church? I mean, that comes, of course, with going to church every Sunday, right? But are we teaching them the right thing? Do you think that you would segue into that? Or am I putting you on the spot?
No, because it's something that we do already. In each of the pageants that I have had the opportunity to put on, a part of the session, we call it an enrichment program, because, of course, we are going to expand your knowledge and increase the information that you have. So we teach you, if you don't know, how to eat properly with a knife and fork. We teach you how to eat your soup from the soup bowl without slurping. Oh, don't do that. Oh, my God. You know? And how to not have the utensils clanking against the plate.
And
how
when you turn the fork down, what it means, and when you have the fork up, what that means.
And when you put your hand just over, you know, like no thank you.
No thank you.
Things of that
and
sort.
And how to eat from the inside out.
Yes.
Okay.
So we do the enrichment program, because a lot of times when we have to take you to an international event, and now you're with these ladies from around the world who have been exposed to all of this stuff, you're not going to go there looking less than, or like one young lady in the past said, oh, turn the fork on the side and cut the meat like this. I almost passed out.
No.
And she was trying to tell her pageant sister that, oh, this is how you use it. You don't need that knife. Just turn the fork to the side
and cut the outside of the fork. No, Shelley, we're not doing that in this season.
I'm telling you, and she said, and if you need to cough, just put your head under the table and cough quietly. I said, what?
Oh, no.
So we realized very quickly, because we tend to take you out for a meal first off, because I want to observe you in your natural element before I even give you any lessons.
Understood.
We take you out for something to eat. Do it in a relaxed atmosphere.
Understood.
And let me observe what it is that you're doing. Other members of my team will observe that as well. And we'll be like, okay, we know what we need to work with over here.
Okay. Now, Shelley, tell us the names of the pageants. My text line is blowing up. Tell us the names of your pageants, Shelley, and tell us the entrance age, the requirements. Tell me everything I need to know.
Before
you get there, let me read this text. Kenny, the lady sounds sexy. Oh, Lord. Kenny, the lady sounds sexy. Turn on the camera. Chris, is the camera not on? Shelly, they can't see you. Wait.
I don't know.
Well, are you? They're probably not watching online. So you have to watch us online. You're watching on Flow TV. You can get us on Flow TV. That is probably where you will see Shelly's face. But Shelly is married, right? And Shelly is single. Please view Shelly.
I didn't say that. I said I was married, but I didn't say I was single.
Okay, Shelly, you have me confused now. Shelly is not single, and Shelly is not married, but Shelly is able to be seen on Flow TV. You can turn on your TV,
well,
young sir.
Well, I guess until I'm married again, I'm single, eh?
That's right. Technically. I know, that's right. Right. I know, that's right. So, Shelley, talk to us about everything pageant.
Okay, so I have a plethora of pageants under my umbrella.
Okay.
And I'm going to have Madam Randika join us in a bit, because she is a part of that network as well. So I have pageant here. Listen, pageantry is not just for all the size 2 ladies who want to strut their stuff and walking around the stage. This, all the pageants that I do encompasses every woman from every walk of life, from every sphere, whether you're a mother, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're divorced, whether you're young, or whether you are a little bit more mature and with a little bit more experience. We have pageants for everyone. So I have one pageant, that's the International Elegant Mother Bahamas, mm-hmm. and she competes, the reigning right now is Quinnell Aubrey. She's out of Eleuthera, mm-hmm. and she will be competing in a few weeks' time at the International that's going to be held in St. Martin. And then I have been recently, well, I used to run the Beauty Plus International here in the Bahamas, which encompassed the Miss Plus World Bahamas and the Miss Stella World Bahamas. And so I've recently transitioned that to Madam Cartwright, who is one of our former title holders. She was Miss Plus Beauty Bahamas. And of course, she went over and competed, represented the Bahamas. She went two times. The first time she went first runner up, and she was the best costume. And then she came back the second year because she knew she had something else. And she captured the title of Miss Plus World and brought that title back to the Bahamas.
That is absolutely excellent.
And, I think she got best national costume that year again.
I want to ask you about I know we're pivoting just a bit, right? How do you get the costumes to the pageants? Do you travel with? Do they go ahead of you? Do you put it in your bag? I am always mesmerized by the costuming and how you get it to the pageant. How does that happen?
It's poetry in motion. For the first time when we took Randika, her costume, it was a garment type, was the bodice, but the attachments, they were able to come apart.
They were slotted.
Oh, yeah. And so once we got there, then we reassembled, and I'm with my glue gun, and was not because I'm crafty. I do all of these things. I'm very creative. And so we had to slot those things back in place and get it all together and put it. So sometimes it'll end up in a big box or in a big bag or in different pieces. You carry a piece. You have the headpiece. You have the net. You have the leg. You have the wings. Everybody carrying something. And
so,
we put them back
together. So what about your face? Because I'm thinking, like, do you have a makeup artist that travels with you every single time, or do you have to learn how to do your face yourself?
Most times I would take an artist with me, and in the event that the artist cannot go with me, all of the international pageants, similar to how they would do at the Miss Universe, they have a beauty component, and you pay for them to do the makeup. Now, me, I'm a stickler. You do the face, and I'm going to look at it and say, that's not what I asked you to do. Do it again.
Exactly. Because, you know, we have our particular makeup artist, and we know how we want to look. Mm-hmm. We need that eye. We need the eyebrow snatch. We need our face drawn in.
Well, they know me on the circuit.
They know.
Because they'd be like, no, y'all know how Bahamas go. And don't give me your rookie makeup artist.
No.
No. I want the boss, or who's good as the boss. Because you're messing up my girls.
Right. Now, Shelley, you said that you have a pageant that's for a little more of a mature woman. You mm-hmm. have a married, you have a divorce. Now, mm-hmm. I'm a chunky. Let's see which pageant I could go in. I am chunky, I am divorced, and I am a mother. Is there a pageant for me?
You actually fit in two of them. You can go in the Elegant Mother Bahamas.
Okay.
Or you would be the Ms. Plus Beauty Bahamas.
Because I may need to be in a pageant, Shelley. Y'all have any bald-head girls?
You could be the first one.
I could be the first one, Shelley.
That's it.
I feel
creating first, creating history.
I think I can try out. I can try out, Shelley. What my talent? My talent could be anything.
Well, you don't have a talent.
Okay, thank you very much.
You don't need
no
talent.
Let's segue into you, my beautiful lady. Talk to us about your portfolio.
I want to speak more on the pageant aspect of things. I'm
okay.
A bit multifaceted, but mm-hmm. I want to speak more on the pageant side.
Okay.
So Miss Rochelle basically did a great rundown of me, so I don't have to go back into depth. But my pageant journey started in 2019 after longing my entire life to be in a pageant.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I used to see Miss Bahamas Universe, Miss Bahamas World, and Little Miss Bahamas on TV all the time. I think ZNNS used to air it often.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'd see it and I would watch it and I would say, okay, these girls are talented. I think I can do some of the things that they can do. And I expressed to my parents that I wanted to do it, and they were not convinced that I would be able to hold a kilt to them. And they was like, no, you're too shy. We don't want to spend the money. No.
No.
And I always kept that with me, and I'm a little embarrassed to tell this story, but I actually signed myself up for Little Miss Bahamas behind my parents' back.
I love it.
And the phone just kept ringing, and they called asking if I'm going to still do it. And I said, I'm going to talk to my mom. And I hung up. But those are the crafty things I was up to as a child. God knows what my daughter's going to do to me when she gets 6. I'm going to pray for her now. That is what I was up to. And then I went on a Daniel fast at church. It was my husband's mom church. So they are my in-laws. Now I visited and one man just told me to do the Daniel fast. Unfortunately, it was 10 days. I didn't finish. I got to the 8th day and something in me just spoke like loud and say, do the pageant,
right.
Sign up for it. And my husband was the first person that actually believed in me and told me, you can do this. Give it a try. I support you. And his entire family came on board.
I love that.
I never experienced that before. I did my first pageant. I got second runner-up. Didn't know how to walk in heels until I came there. Nothing about makeup hair or dresses. And I just felt really good about it, and I wanted to give it another go. And one of the persons in the audience came to me after the pageant and said, with a little bit more training, I think you're going to do really well. His name is Obrio Denoyen. I don't know if you heard in the news recently where we had a Bahamian young lady walk in Paris Fashion Week.
The very first, yes, I saw her. Yeah. I did see it. She had her hair, it was down on the shoulders.
Yes, the middle part. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so the guy who coached her is the one who discovered me.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's like, a little bit more training, you could do this. And then it just so happened that the assistant director of the Miss University of the Bahamas pageant, she was actually Rochelle's queen at the time for Miss Bahamas Plus World. And she said, you should do Miss Plus World. And the rest is basically history. I met with Rochelle. She introduced me to the Miss Plus World system. And honestly, she has been an amazing director. I could speak for that. There was nothing that I needed that she didn't assist me with, from wardrobe to the costume. Like, I could sleep at night because I didn't have any worries.
But
she,
you know,
she could put it together. Yes. She mentioned the glue gun. What she didn't mention is that she can iron really well. She was like super wash. When we go away, like, all of my suits are pressed, like, nothing wrinkled, no hair out of place. If I need to reapply or lipstick or gloss, we have our little coach. You look at me. Do your lip.
Right.
Everything on point. And she supported me straight throughout my pageant career after Miss Plus World. But Miss Bahamas Universe, we made history when I became the first wife and mom to take part in the pageant. And she was there with me. It's like, I don't know, it's like a reoccurring theme. Sometimes I have a bit of self-imposter syndrome.
Right.
And I tend to look for the validation of others around me, at least one person to give me the nudge and say, I believe you can do it.
Just a little push.
Similar to like how my husband was that for me when I first started out. And after you keep winning and you succeed and do things, like persons automatically assume you know what you're doing. You have everything together. But it's good when I have Rochelle to be that shoulder to lean on.
Absolutely.
To give me that guidance because she has that experience. And I can attest to what that has done for her and her career, and I aspire to be like her.
That is fantastic. Shelly, she's giving you your flowers in your face.
Make me cry.
She's giving you your flowers in your face. And I must say, Shelly, if I ever have, you know, and I never have issues with my banking ability. Mm-hmm. Anytime I call Shelly, I need this. Shelly, I need the next thing. It is done. I must say, Shelly, you are on point. And I think that your customer service and your the way that you exude yourself, it's not just in your off professional. It's in your professional life. It's in everything that you do. You have a particular standard, Shelly.
Thank you.
On the weekend past, I know Shelly's daughter, right? And I saw the child's name. And I said, this child name familiar to me, but I wonder if the Shelly daughter. I don't think so. When I saw the little girl come up on the stage, I said, this have to be Shelly Child. And the child spoke so well, and the young lady was so well behaved. Shelly, you have done well with your offspring.
Thank you.
You have done well. I must say that little girl, she ain't no little girl. She's almost an adult. But
she's 16.
She's 16. Would you read this year?
No, she's in grade 11 at St. Augustine's.
Okay, so next year, Shelly, you don't have to worry about her going off to university and her staying on track. Because she did in your absence
what most mothers wish their daughters would do.
Mm-hmm.
You have done well.
Thank you
have done well.
Thank you.
I sidetrack. We are going to take a quick break and we're going to be back. More pageant talk. We are big. We are beautiful. We come in all shapes and sizes, mm-hmm. married, divorced, and in those that are in between. We are going to be back. This is Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
Cora, I look funny all black up yesterday.
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying?
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
My life is brilliant, my love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face
in a crowded place. Oh, you are beautiful. First, I like this music for this evening. This music a little romantic, Chris. I love this.
And again, for you young ladies that are out there and want to date Chris, I am Chris's mom, and you have to come through me, and I want to see you. We're going to take you on a date as well. We are going on a date, me, you, and Chris. I have to make sure Chris is all right. And these girls that are coming after Chris, I have to check y'all out. So we are back here on Kenny's Corner. You're listening to Kendanique Campbell. And we're on Guardian 96.9, Fresh News Smart Talk. All day we're sitting here with Shelley and Miss Randika. Did I get it right? Thank you so much. And we are talking about all things pageant. Now, in terms of my question, Shelley, I do have some mothers that are asking, how much younger do they need to be? They want to get their young girls involved in this. We want to know the criteria for your pageants. And my most burning question is, and something that we talked about off air, what is your succession plan for the next 5 to 6 years?
Well, I can take that question first. In terms of my succession plan, I've already started.
Okay.
For example, I used to be the national director for the Bahamas, for the all of my pageants.
Okay.
And I have since transitioned and handed those off to Madam Cartwright, who is now the national director for Miss Plus Beauty. In fact, the company is Beauty Plus International, and it encompasses all those pageants that I mentioned. Those are now her babies, because I have ascended to be the international executive director now.
Okay.
So in January, for example, there's going to be an international pageant here in the Bahamas where ladies from around the world will be coming here. So it's 2 pageants, 4 crowns in one night.
So this sounds like a potential job for me now. I speak very well, Shelley.
I already sent you that information.
I can say, is Miss Brazil, and isn't she beautiful, ladies? And I can do that, you know, Shelley.
Listen.
Give me a job, Shelley. Give me a job. Now.
You and I have had the conversation. We'll talk some more.
I love that for us.
Yes.
I love that for us. And I'll be newly married, so you'll have a new last name for you.
Listen.
Hello. Now, Randy, Mrs. Cartwright, when we were off air, you also mentioned that a lot of times young ladies come into the pageant a particular way and they leave a different way. Do you think that we come into the pageant not knowing necessarily who we are and we find ourselves in the process? Is it a long process? What do you see happening in terms of pageantry?
I've been in the pageant industry for about 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and most of my time in pageantry has been me being a contestant on stage. Being behind the scenes with the girls and interacting with persons, you get to see things behind the scenes that others don't see or some people may overlook. And when you participate in pageants, you network and you become more privy. I guess it's just your algorithm to what's going on in pageants around the world. And I've seen more than ever right now where you have some queens speaking out about the ill treatment and the things they've experienced under the leadership of their directors and things of that sort. And just to sum it all up, pageantry tends to, in some cases, attract broken people. They think that by them winning the pageant and gaining a mm-hmm. crown on your head, a physical one, that you can fix what's happening on the inside. But that's not what pageantry mm-hmm. is for. Pageantry is really about empowering persons, and it's very unfortunate that pageantry is not that way for some persons right now. Some persons see it as a money grab.
Mm.
They want to crown a queen that can bring money to the business, that can give them popularity. But with the Miss Plus world and the Miss Stella world system, I have not had that experience. And with some of the other titles I've held as well, we are all about empowerment. They want to know you are okay. Is there any way they can help you and make the burden easier? And the skill set you gain from being in the right pageant is something that you can then pass on to others, which is something I intend to do in my new role as the director for the Miss Plus World and Miss Stella World pageants. So right now we have 3 young women. 2 of them are going to be representing the Bahamas at the international pageant that Miss Rochelle just spoke about in January in the Miss Stella World division. So the date is January 14th to mm-hmm. the 18th. I'll let Rochelle speak more on that because that's really her news to share.
Okay.
But I'm very excited to see how the women are coming along with their training. And This is just going to be good. This is going to be one for the books.
I love it. We have a caller on the line. Krista, we have a caller. Caller, good evening. You are on the air.
Good afternoon, Kennedy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm great. Now, don't roll me out and hold you go.
Okay,
you
I can try.
You hold your ground.
I can try to do what I could do.
But all I want to do is say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying your show. I always do.
Thank you.
But you women have a mic in your hand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not trying to do anything. This is just a comment.
Yes, sir.
Constructive.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? You ready?
Absolutely. We are here. Listen, my show is not just a show for us to come on every week and have these deep, meaningful conversations. Do you know last week that there was a gentleman that texted the show? He was trying to win his lady back, Pegs. When I was walking out of the studio, the woman called. The show is more than just a show. It's to enrich, it's to motivate, it's to elevate us. It's for us to have the hard conversations. Now, go ahead and say whatever you need to. We are open.
Okay, I'm a child and father's right after this.
Okay,
many years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right now, we have in our country, we had a woman who was murdered,
yes,
allegedly,
yes,
by a gentleman who the police charged.
Yes.
And this is a cause that I honestly believe is a woman's cause. I'm a man leading this woman's cause, right?
Right, yes.
When doctors call them DNC, they don't call them abortions no more. They call them DNC.
Mm, right.
Right?
Right.
Which perhaps there are many. But our laws presently state that abortion is illegal.
Yes.
But, and I've always been saying, and unfortunately this incident happened, you know, if a pregnant woman gets murdered or life is ended through violence, irrespective of how advanced she is in her pregnancy, the unborn fetus doesn't count.
Yes.
That's a woman's cause. We had the other day a baby found in the bush.
Yes.
Right?
Yesterday.
This isn't the first incident involving women, pregnant women,
right,
whose life were ended tragically through violence.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You women can champion these causes. And I mean, this is a perfect time to do it. Elections is next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see exactly how these candidates' position is when it comes to morality, whether they are bankrupt in this department or whether they would address these particular issues. But how is it possible? See, I'm not too concerned about the advanced stage of where she was at during her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. That isn't important to me. I don't get caught up in that. My concern is a caterpillar is still a butterfly if you allow it to develop.
Okay.
Likewise, a tadpole still is a frog if you allow it to develop.
Right.
Same thing with a woman in her pregnancy, she goes through different stages.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, if they want the stages, they want to argue when does life start, I believe it starts from the first day of procreation. But if they want to take that part of the argument, it's all of that. But okay, the point is, there's a life involved.
Yes.
They can't deny that one.
No.
And here it is. Why haven't the women rallied behind these type causes to get these morally bankrupt politicians to do the right thing? What's wrong? I mean, I heard the Attorney General, the Minister of National Security talk about stiffer penalties. If a woman is murdered, the judge takes into consideration perhaps that there was a child involved and they would give stiffer penalties. There's a large constituency of women and men who want a separate situation where the child, the unborn fetus, life is recognized. But our laws on the book states that the baby's life does not count. How mad can we be? But perhaps we can get some women to champion these women causes. These are real causes. We all were in that stage.
I agree.
We all were at that stage at some point in our life, and I'm happy that my mother didn't abort me. But
amen.
The bottom line is, how can we get women to address these type of concerns, too, along with the beauty pageants and all of these other topical issues that they talk about on a daily basis?
I think, to be quite honest with you, that unless it happens to them, they don't see it as an issue. I think, and I will be very, very honest with you, and we are very far off topic, but I will be very honest with you. As a woman of a particular age, I have a very, very small circle of women that hold me accountable. I don't think we as women hold each other accountable. I think that we as women grow up as very mean little girls, and as adults, we stay as mean girls with money. And the women that have the power, that have the money, are mean girls trying to prove a point. People want to see you doing well, but never as good as them. I stand fast when I say that to you. the gentleman, the lady who was on television when they found her sister, she said emphatically, Mrs. Bryce was leading the charge. Mrs. Bryce assisted us with search and rescue. Now, Pia Glover Roll was not on island. I know that she would have been another woman mm-hmm. in the forefront looking and searching for that young lady. Mm-hmm. But the woman said, Mrs. Bryce, she called that woman name clean. I think we have to be mindful of the climate, but we also have to be mindful that we are women. And if you give a woman a seed, she will create more than just a fruit. She will give you the world. But I do not think as women we hold each other accountable. I do not think as women we are forthright. And I do not think as women we are honest. I know Shelley. I don't even know how I know Rochelle. Right? But if I call that bank and I cannot get through to Rochelle, I go to the bank. I have a broken ankle. And when I get to that bank door, Shelley sends someone to me. If I cannot get what, and if I have to travel, if I do have to do something for an eye, if my card get declined and I say, Shelley, my card get declined. And I have no bunch of money, but I have a couple dollars on the account. Shelley say, we can sort it out for you. We'll open the card. We will do what we have to do. She's another woman that sees me. Her daughter and I were in the same space. I knew that was the woman child, you know, but I hadn't put a face to the name.
Right.
And you have to be, there's nothing wrong with you saying to another woman, hey, fix your crown. I called Shelley yesterday. I said, Shelley, I have this spot. I want you to come. She came. Shelley sent me the information. I need the flyer to be done. Bianca did the flyer today. We work together. There's nothing wrong with another woman helping somebody else. But these, the women that we have in this society are different, bro. They are different.
I appreciate you taking time off from I'm sidetracked a bit. You know, but
that ain't sidetracked.
It's not really sidetracked.
That's not a sidetrack.
You know.
That's the reality of it because Shelley is helping women with the pageant.
I was about to say to
Mrs. Cartwright is helping women with the pageant, and I could say to you, I'm a woman of a particular size. I wear size 14 easy, okay? And I have no qualms about what size I wear. I have no qualms about how it is that I look. Do you know that I am bald headed?
Yes, ma'am. I know you. I know your father pretty well, too.
Okay, so I am confident in who I am, but Shelley and Mrs. Cartwright said, some women come into the pageant and they're not sure of who they are, but in that process, they find themselves. Shelley isn't just getting someone in front of a camera to say, oh, I'm pretty. They're learning how to stand. They're learning etiquette. They're learning who God is if they didn't know God before. They have other women rallying behind them. This woman in the studio, Mrs. Cartwright, said that at 6 years old, she wanted to do the pageant. Her parents wouldn't do that. But her husband and his family rallied behind her. That is a community. And if we have more women that would rally behind us, we could move mountains.
And I'm going to leave you with this one. In essence, a brief synopsis is this. Women are not as together as it appears to be from the outside looking in.
You call it straight, that box on straight. There's no other way to put it, that box on straight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
More united than men, but I do appreciate
I appreciate you calling. I thank you so very much. Thank you. We have another call.
Before you do that,
go ahead,
just
Jelly.
To put a peg into the gentleman asking about how can we in the pageant arena assist with,
yes,
you know, helping other ladies. What we actually mandated is required. There are two ways about it. Every delegate must have a platform. And if you're not certain of what area, because we're about helping people.
Right.
You're not here just to stand up and be pretty.
Right.
What are you doing for your country? What are you doing for your fellow man? What are you doing for your community? What child are you helping? What service are you willing to render? Because it has to be service above self at some point.
Okay.
You have to be able. So one of the main mandates, everybody has to have a platform. And whether it be you're bringing awareness to some of the topical issues for non-communicable diseases or communicable diseases or whatever it is,
right.
Suicide prevention, even self-esteem or hair loss, whatever, you have to have a concrete platform that is going to impact someone at the end of the day. You have to flesh that out, and then you have to bring that to life and present that. And we have to see proof that you have worked that platform. It's not just a platform in words on two sheets of paper. Let me see the proof that you've done it. You go out there and you hit the ground and let us see you working in your platform, because we want a representative at the end of the day who is not just about a piece of hardware and a sash across her chest. She is about uplifting and bringing somebody else along with her.
Take
as
somebody
she grows.
Else with you.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get this call. Caller, you're on. Good evening.
Good night to Donovan's sister.
Hi. This is Donovan's sister.
I asked to see if I could get you with that one.
Yes, Donovan, one sister.
This is a good night to Donovan's sister.
But good night.
I was really moved by the caller just now, the gentleman that called, and I know it's you guys are on pageantry and talking about womanhood and that aspect of it. But being moved by that guy in a comment that he made where he said, women aren't as together as they want it to appear to be that they are. And that's a very, and you kind of agreed with him, not kind of, but you agreed with him. And
I do agree with
I've
him.
I've been saying for a very long time.
I do agree with
that
him.
I believe that men, somehow within us as men, because we know y'all ain't together as y'all should, and that it's almost fake, I think it has an impact on our behavior towards y'all as women.
It
in
does.
Some way. And I heard one of your colleagues on another show, right there in the Guardian Radio, allude to that earlier. And I said to him, man, we got to dissect this and look deeper and see if, in fact, if how a brother sees sisters treating each other, if it has some impact on how he treats the sister.
Well,
the situation with the young lady or the lady that recently died, and like that gentleman said, I don't understand how is it possible that women aren't moved to a point of, like, national outcry in our country with what just happened. Because for me now as a father and as a male in my country, it makes me wonder if my pregnant wife or fiance or girlfriend happened to have encountered such an ordeal, what would have happened to my innocent child's life? It just goes just like that.
It just goes just like that. But I will say this to you, when you speak about the connectivity of women, right? To me, there's also the black crab syndrome, right? And when we think about women, we all women want the same things. We want security. We want a man to love us. If you're a lesbian, you want someone to love you. We want a good bra. We want savings. We want a home or even someplace to rest our head that is comfortable. We want our children to be taken care of. We want love. We want respect. All women want the same things. And that's not even saying a woman wants to be married. Whether they want to be married or not, that is on them. But systematically and psychologically, we want the same things. But if women were to hold each other accountable, perhaps we wouldn't have so much malfeasance in terms of socioeconomic behavior. If I cheating with Shelly Mann, I know that Shelly Mann. A man can't, if you call a man a dog, well, you are clearly a dog catcher because you know this man have a woman, right? Whether you know that. So a woman knows, and sometimes women do things that, oh, I got a man, and like they
I
are.
Got one, I got a simple one for you.
Okay, go
you
ahead.
And I, you and I out, and the minute you see another female, with an outfit or a blouse or something that you either got on now or that you own in your closet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think she got a desk and you think she... And as men, you, as women, y'all don't think we're right observing, taking it all in and saying...
But y'all are. But you all are. But my thing is... If I see another woman, I was working on Saturday past International Festival, right? And I saw this beautiful bald-haired woman. She had on a green pair of pants and a like a rust color shirt and some crazy spectacles. I said, "Miss, you are beautiful." It takes nothing off me to say another woman is beautiful. If it takes nothing off me to say, "Hey, let me help somebody else. I may not have everything, but if I could help another woman, then my living will not have been in vain." What does it cost you to help another woman? And when it comes up to like what we do in our private lives, did you hear the girl, the woman sister that deceased? She said, "I had only seen the man twice, and I'd seen him on my sister's speaking when they were on FaceTime. Why are these men not visible? Why am I seeing a man in the shadow of night? And a man will only do to you what you allow
to do."
And we as women, sometimes we don't have the proper role models, but you have to want different. My mother, God bless her soul. My mother was the eldest of 7 or 8 children. And my mommy would always say to both Donovan and I, my mother would say this all the time. My mother would say, "Kenra," my mother called me Kenra. I don't know why. She said, "Kenra, I am a bastard. I don't want that for you and Donovan." Mommy said, "Wow, don't bring no baby in here unless you married." My mother, that stuck with me my entire life. My mother wanted different. She would say how when she went to Aquinas and Our Ladies, how they would make fun of her because she didn't have a daddy. My mother met her dad when she was 36 years old.
But here you now, we have women in our society who are women. I'm talking about women that do not believe in those same values because they didn't come from it.
But my mother didn't come from it either. My mother's mother wasn't married either. My mother's mother was not married.
But she wanted better.
But she wanted better.
But we have a lot of instances in our country where families are fighting generational curses in the fact that if you think you're better than me, something wrong with you. Who you is to think you're better than me when you're supposed to actually want your children to aspire to more than you achieve.
You have to want it. I was just talking to Shelly. I said, "Shelly, what do you think about St. Augustine's?" I went to SAC. I got kicked out of SAC because I used to fight. And I used to fight.
Not you. You're too pretty for that.
Man, listen, my mouth was my problem. I went to St. John's. My first day to St. John's, Ali and Ferguson, so you can spend your whole time in detention. And that's what I did. I lived in detention to St. John's. But she made me better. Mrs. Ferguson made me better. I think that we have to want better. I want an eye to say, "Hey, I went to one of the best schools. Hey, my mother did this for me so that I could have X, Y, and Z." We have to want more for our children. Because if we don't, we are wasting time.
As you all talk about pageantry, I want you all to imagine, if you look amongst our inner cities in particular, think about the amount of young girls, young women that look at the women from out west and out east and say, "That ain't for me. That style of dressing, that job ain't for me. That aspiring to the higher ideals ain't for me because I'm from here."
But
we would be surprised.
But
if our women learn to compliment
each other
versus competing with each other, we can reach everybody in such a small population. And so my hope is that as you women raise other young women in pageantry or in just civic life, because Donovan says, "I see you do a million things, you do everything."
But guess what?
The greatest hope is that y'all encourage women to be of greater support to one another, not just in trying times, but in every time.
I try, but could I tell you, I looked at the lady, Madam Speaker, right? And people laugh at her and say, "Oh, she was a hot dog lady. She was this, she was that, she was whatever else." And I went to the Department of Labor the other day, right? And I stood outside and I looked at the other hot dog lady across the street, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this woman was the hot dog lady, but she said she wanted to be one day the Speaker of the House. She manifested that for herself. She wanted more. She wanted better. But we laugh at the woman, not we. Some people laugh at the woman. I have 2 master's degrees. I have 5 degrees in total. I say all the time I want to be the Director General of the Ministry of Tourism, Aviation, and Investments.
the Speaker of the House, a hot dog woman. She used to boil hot dog. What does that say to you? What does that say to you? What does that say to you? If you want it bad enough, and if God has it for you, that for you. But we have to want different. Leslie grew up in Garden Hill shooting marble in the dirt. Pia grew up shooting marble. All us grew up shooting marble in the dirt. Only some of us have privilege, you know.
I'm from Strong's Corner East Street, so you know.
My mother from Milton. My mother from Milton Street.
Down the road.
My daddy from Ross Corner. I said East Street girl. I mean, like, I sometimes I stick off my little hat and I get ghetto. Like, I'm from the streets.
But look at me. I grew up with Grammy, and I tell people we don't give our women in our country enough credit. And maybe that's why our women kind of behave the way they do.
That is why they do.
Our country is where it is today because it's been built off the back of women. I don't care if the men rented a contract or wherever they
went. Exactly.
The women still had to be home to ensure that we have a family as to what we have today. I don't think our women get enough credit.
We don't get enough credit.
No longer than last night, I said to a friend, I said, I grew up with my grandmother, bro. And you can't tell me that Grammy, as a school vendor, all her life I know, wasn't rich as rich could be. On a family island, them little couple dollars to me, I felt like Grammy was as rich as rich could be. For me, you know, till I was must be in grade 6 or 7, we ain't rich.
Well, listen, I wish someone would tell my daughter we ain't rich, because I went away on a trip recently, right? And the child tell me, Mommy, I want some aloe socks. I think an aloe socks is like $15, $20. One pair of socks, only 2 foot of socks in the socks, $35.
We couldn't have dared dream to ask for them socks.
But
you enjoy, as a mother, you enjoy being in a position
to do more
for your daughter
than
mommy was able to do for you.
Uh-huh.
And your hope is to pass that on to her.
Yeah.
And not to pass on the same struggles that you inherited as a result of being with mommy, who tell you, I'm a bastard, but I want that for you.
Exactly.
And we don't have... That's what's missing in our society.
My mother also was almost 6 feet tall, and mommy will kick you straight through the kitchen door. I had that fear of my mom.
Well, see, the whole reverence for parents and guardians and stuff don't exist no more, because you naga turn step into their ma. You naga mother say, I can't deal with this child. Since when?
Since when? I could tell you, I am 49 years old, and my mother passed when she was 71. And my entire life, my mother's never heard me curse. Now, mommy knows I curse. My mother knows I curse. But she's never heard me.
Right now, the two of y'all know right now, if y'all rub life the wrong way, she can roll over and y'all have to answer to her one day.
For God be the glory. Mommy, listen to me.
I go on that. Y'all have a great night. It's always a pleasure listening to you, and I'm looking forward to do this in person.
I when you see me in person, please say hello, because I don't know if I know who this is.
Don't worry about that. I didn't know who you are. That's my your good brother is my decent neighbor.
Okay. All right. All right.
Y'all have a good night.
All right. You have a good night. Be blessed. Miss Cartwright, say what you was going to say.
I think it's most unfortunate what happened to the young lady who lost her life, and she was found on Munnings Road. My condolences to her family and all of those that were impacted by her death. I remember sitting down to work when we got the news, because I work with all women, and it was such a shocker just having to see that on Facebook Live. And I didn't know how to work for the rest of the day.
The howling was what got me.
Because it touched me that so much, and it touched so many other persons in this country, even the men, that they would actually call in on the show and speak on that. And when we spoke about bringing our brothers, keeper, and women's supporting one another, and how we aren't as well put together as it all seems, that is true in a lot of instances. I've experienced that at sometimes. But what I've learned in life is that there are things that we have to hold ourselves accountable for.
Yes.
You're not always going to have someone to tell you straighten your crown or do the right thing. That is when the Bible kicks in, your morals kick in, and what it is that you were taught. Because regardless of what other persons are doing, if it's not the right thing, you are going to do the right thing. And you are going to attract persons and inspire them to follow suit if they want to get the results that you are getting in life, and probably even do better than you in the future. So for me, what pageantry is being is that empowerment. I was that girl who didn't have the financial resources. I didn't come from a pageant family.
Right.
I didn't come from that background where I knew anyone that took part in a pageant. But I can say that the woman that I am today is not how I was when I first started out. I know about drinking and going out late and doing the whole nine. And when I decided that I would be in a pageant and I actually won, I knew that, hey, I need to calm down with this road rage. Right. Sorry, I need to stop drinking. It caused me to walk worthy of the crown.
Right.
And that is what pageantry is for persons. I know persons don't think it's important. But look how many women are in parliament now that got their start in pageants.
Mm-hmm. Leslie, yes.
The wonderful work Pia. She's doing in this
Pia Glover Road, yes. Yes.
And so all is not lost. There are still other avenues for persons to take part in. And even down to the platform, aspiring delegates of persons haven't already done it already. Like we spoke about having a platform in a pageant. So for those of you who may not know, platform just means if you were to win, what would your reign look like?
Right.
What would you dedicate your time and community service to?
Mm-hmm.
When I was Miss Bahamas Plus World, I was very adamant about mental health. I spoke about HIV and AIDS awareness. I spoke about self-love. But because of all of the recent things that are happening in today's society, maybe upcoming beauty pageant delegates, they can speak more about domestic violence or violence about women and really get mm-hmm. people talking in. Just raising the mantle and shedding light on that. Maybe they would have experienced that. If not, they know other persons who have. And that in turn can get the men thinking, if they haven't already done so already, okay, these girls getting too smart now. Let me change my act. And even inspire more fathers to be involved in their daughters' lives. Like, I always admire how my husband is with our daughter. And right. I see how she craves that love from him. It doesn't matter how much times he goes away from work. She is always daddy baby.
Exactly.
And I just hope that pageantry continues to be, once it's done correctly, that positive mm-hmm. thing for people and that escape from the noise.
Awesome. We have another caller on the line, Chris. Do we have another caller? I think you are bringing some truth to pageantry. We don't necessarily see the backstage of what pageantry truly is. Good evening, caller. You are on the air. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, Kendanique. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good. I appreciated hearing your speaker just now. And one of the things, and I'm sure you recognize my voice
I do, yes, ma'am.
You what?
I do recognize the voice, yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So one of the things that I do want to mention, and I've had opportunities and I've trained a few pageant contestants, one of which I actually saw during my travels on the weekend, and she actually was a queen, but one of the things I noticed is that we do not prepare our children. She talked about having a platform, and we do not give our children an opportunity to serve in communities to actually create a platform. We also do not prepare them ahead of time, and preparation don't necessarily mean putting them straight into a pageant or whatever else, but our children have no exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And so so a couple of the persons that I've had to train, they didn't even know how to walk in high-heel shoes. And so I had to teach them that, hey, look, when you get out of bed in the morning, when you go to brush your teeth, you need to put on shoes mm-hmm. and walk.
Mm-hmm. Shelly is nodding her head.
Speak. Absolutely.
The executive director is nodding her head. You are speaking truth to life. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, we don't do that. And it's sad. And then when they want to go into a pageant at the age of 15, 16, then we want to throw them in a dress and we want to throw them in. And some of them just look, I ain't gonna lie, some of them look hooked right up because they don't know how to carry the gown. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to walk. They don't know how to talk. They don't know anything about what's been going on in our country and in the world. And I just had to sit down with my daughter and watch the news for a little bit and discuss
mm-hmm.
like some of the things that's happening in the United States and how they want to go to war and how that affects everyone else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that, and not only that, it's about teaching our women to be young women,
mm-hmm.
to be someone at the end of the day, if you decide not to go into a pageant, at least you could hold a conversation when you walk into a place.
Exactly.
At least you understand about confidence. At least you understand that, hey, look, I am not just my body and how I could slick my edges down and make a swoop. And I am not just this, that, and the next and what TikTok I could do.
Yes.
But I actually am somebody that can grasp the attention of those that are in the room.
Yes.
And I can actually make an impact.
Absolutely.
We've had some very deep conversations about mothering and what we shouldn't do, but we don't take the opportunity to sit down and talk to our daughters about simple things,
mm-hmm.
like about, hey, you're getting ready to go into high school and you're going to meet boys and whatever else,
mm-hmm.
and don't think for a second if the boy tell you I love you, you should take a picture in your underwear and send it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should talk to them the importance of sending stuff out in social media because you can't get that back.
Forever. Mm-hmm.
That's for the world to see. And it's something that is going to follow you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
We don't talk to them about simple things like that. You know, and I understand that we want to give them the best, but what is the best? The best in a pair of $32, it was $32, it wasn't $35. $32 aloe socks. You know, the best is about teaching them about something that's going to carry them for the rest of the tangible thing about God
decisions.
And mm-hmm. and your body and your presence and all of those good things. And we shouldn't, as parents, wait until pageant time to want to do that.
Correct.
So that's my 5 cents.
Shelley, your caller was absolutely on point.
Yes.
With what she had to say. And one of the things I wanted to piggyback off when she talked about us not having a lot of things for our young women to be able to help them to build that kind of character and to be able to serve people.
Right.
For example, when my daughter went to St. Francis Joseph, that's where she did her primary, she had a little, what do you call it? She had a little platform, I guess I have to call it that, and she called it Nifty Nickels and Dignified Dimes.
Okay.
And she collected nickels and dimes from any and everybody.
Right.
From cousins, from her grandparents, from her dad, from myself. She didn't want your quarter. If you brought her your quarter, she said, can you change it into 5 cents and 10 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Because her program is Nifty Nickels and Dignified Dimes.
Right.
And so at the end of the year, she would gather up how much ever coins it is. Well, maybe we have to go to the bank and we have to change it. And then we have to buy things. And without any big fanfare, she's going to get some books or backpacks or whatever. And she would go into the lesser served communities and hand those things out to less fortunate children. And one of the times I remember saying to her, why? She said, Mommy, I recognize that a lot of children are not as fortunate as I am.
Wow.
And you've given me so much of everything. I have to share it with somebody else. Daddy is always just handing me this and giving me this. And I have a lot of things that most young people my age don't have. So I want to give it to somebody else. And so she has us all over the place, driving up and down, giving out here and giving out there, but it's done quietly. So when we talk about the platform, it doesn't have to just be from the pageant standpoint. You get it. We have high school students who can peer mentor or just be someone for the younger kids and primary schools to look up to. You can come up with little things like that. Or we can encourage our school, primary school children, come up with things among themselves. What can we do? How can we help someone who's in a class with us or maybe someone who is in a class just below us? How can we help them to improve? But if we don't have the adults who are willing to put the time in and who want to also help and give back, it makes it difficult for the few who are out there trying to impact so many. We need more people on board.
But Shelley, I agree with you to a certain degree, but I have to say, you are such a different type of person, because Shelley, I saw you one day at the Village Road location.
Mm-hmm.
There's a derelict that sits outside.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't run him, Shelley, or say get from the door. You gave to him, but the average person would run him, Shelley.
Sometimes you don't know the story behind the person and what you see in that particular
right. So,
moment.
So my point is, you raise your daughter in a completely different way. Like Shelley, that young lady stood behind that stage. Though whoever she was with, who was speaking with her, told her and the other young man, Mukesh Lependa's son,
Cole.
Mm-hmm. I know that's Cole right off the top because I know Cole and Mommy and I, we work in the same industry.
Right.
I knew that was Cole. The lady told them, stand here.
your daughter ain't moved from here and gone across there and was talking to this one. And they said, turn your phone off, stand here. Mrs. Moss will introduce you. She will bring you on the stage. And that girl sat there and she said, yeah, she didn't mumble under her breath, yes, ma'am.
Loud.
Yes, ma'am. I thought I needed to turn my hearing aid down when she spoke so loud. And Shelley, she walked on the stage and she was poised and she had elegance. And when you came to the stage, just when I knew that was your baby, I said, but I saw the child's name. You treat your child a different type of way, Shelley. So I wonder if it's how we are raised. I wonder if it's how we are raised, because what you did at home, she did out.
The thing is, I remember my mom said, you don't have to be a product of the environment that you are living in.
Yes.
I remember, I grew up off East Street myself. Okay. Gibbs Corner, Strong's Corner, you can't get more East Street than that, well, unless it's, like you said, you have Milton Street, Abbey Road, Ross Corner. So we in that same area.
Yes.
And mommy always said, and sometimes I got offended by her even making the statement, but then I realized she was making a point. She said, you could live in the ghetto, but the ghetto don't have to live in you.
My mother always said, you could be of the ghetto, but not in the ghetto. Shelley,
mm-hmm.
Mommy always said that Saturday morning, you know, you have to get up and wash, fold up, iron these pillowcase. Shelley, you have, Shelley, we are 4 minutes out. You have the last word. Tell the people about the pageants, how they can purchase tickets. If you're having an event in January, let them know how to sign up, what the qualifications are. You have the last 30 seconds.
Wow. Big task. So we have the international pageant, Miss Plus World and Miss Stella World will be held here in the Bahamas in January. It's going to be fabulous. We have two pageants, four grounds. There's a Miss and a Ms. So the Miss would be from ages 18 to 34, and Ms. is from age 35 and beyond. So that will be for the mature, and it's in both categories.
Okay.
Now, the Bahamas already has their the delegates for that, and those are the ladies that Ms. Cartwright has been coaching and dealing with for the last, and of course, the rest of the contestants are from around the world. In fact, we were contacted by Japan, of all places, today. I had someone reach out. We want to send a delegate to the competition. So,
and maybe we can ask that lady that called in if she wants to help you too, Ms. Cartwright, because she could be a mentor as well.
Exactly.
I'll get her information.
Thank you very much. We would appreciate that.
What else, Shelley?
And so we just want you to tune into our Facebook pages. And of course, the local organization would be Beauty Plus International. That's the arm that Ms. Cartwright runs. Of course, I am not able to speak to that in detail because I have now moved on and I don't want to cross over
Absolutely.
Into other territory. So Beauty Plus International would be the Facebook page. You can go on there and see. And we've had some really fabulous queens in the past. We've had Jacqueline, what's Jackie? Fraser. What's her new name now? Butler. Mm-hmm. And then there's Radhika.
Shanta.
Shakanta Johnson.
Shakanta Johnson, yes. She, in fact, she was the last Miss Plus Beauty Bahamas.
Yes.
And of course, we had Gia Onisha. Smith. We had Onisha Cartwright. Onisha Adelie. How many women are Cartwright? Mm-hmm. So a lot of, and these are women of equity and substance. I'm talking about one's a pilot and someone's an accountant and an HR professional. We have a nurse.
Doctor. Yes,
so
yes.
This is not just about walking there and being pretty. It's about being able to give back to your community.
Absolutely.
And be ready to serve.
Thank you. What about you? You have 20 seconds.
So the pageant is going to be in Nassau, Bahamas. The dates are January 14th to the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be held at the British Colonial Hilton.
All
right. We are inviting our public to come out and support us. And just follow the Beauty Plus International page on Facebook for all updates for persons who are interested in being a part of the pageant. So we can start working on getting you signed up for next year.
All right. Ladies and gents, you've been listening to Kenny's Corner. Of course, you know our conversations always take us through some highs and through some byways, but we get the point. And I love the conversation. This is the conversation that makes you want to confront every single thing. And this is more, I think, than just a talk show. It's it's storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's reaching you where it needs to be. It gives us an opportunity to pivot. And I want to say thank you to my listeners, thank you to my callers, and of course my texters. And this is another sexy, calm, balmy Tuesday evening for you to grab some popcorn and get some wine and throw your leg over that significant other. Go ahead and have some good love tonight.
Hey.
Naya, yeah, just have you a good time. You know, this is Kenny's Corner.
Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
She's starving, you know, cover girls, eat nothing. She says, beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger?